Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast, this time featuring the very first release in a new 30-album Naxos project dedicated to the orchestral music from Brazil. Beginning with music by Alberto Nepomuceno, probably better known in Brazil than elsewhere these days, but definitely worth rediscovering by the rest of us. The opening music was the beginning of the prelude to his opera O Garotuja, and here is how it continues. Alberto Nepomuceno was a composer, conductor, and educator, and was one of the key early figures in helping Brazil develop its own classical music personality. Nepomuceno was born in 1864 and spent his childhood in a couple of different cities in northeast Brazil. In 1888, with the patronage of the sculptor Rodolfo Bernardelli, Nepomuceno left for a 7-year period of study in Europe. During those years, he traveled to Rome, Berlin, Vienna, and Paris, studied with various people, and among other things, became close friends with the Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg. Grieg encouraged Nepomuceno to write music that incorporated his own Brazilian heritage, and so he did. Here's the beginning of his Brazilian suite, a movement called Alvorada na Serra, or Dawn in the Mountains. When Nepomuceno returned to Brazil in 1895, he embraced the mission of modernizing music in his native land. He did this with his own compositions, but he also devoted himself to teaching, having taken over as director of the National Institute of Music. And as conductor of the Popular Concert Association, Nepomuceno premiered contemporary music by European composers, but he also set about recovering the works of earlier Brazilian composers, as well as championing the careers of young Brazilian composers such as Heitor Villa-Lobos. From his Brazilian suite, here is the movement Cesta na Rede, or Napping in a Hammock. The new Naxos series, The Music of Brazil, is part of a project called Brasil em Concerto, developed by the Brazilian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, that promotes Brazilian composers all the way back to the 18th century. Close to 100 orchestral works from the 19th and 20th centuries will be recorded by the Minas Gerais Philharmonic Orchestra, the Goiás Philharmonic Orchestra, and the São Paulo Symphony Orchestra. Further recordings of chamber and vocal music will also be added to this collection. Most of the works recorded for this series have never had recordings that were available outside Brazil. In fact, many of these works will have their world premiere recordings. From the Brazil suite, here is the final movement, Batuque. Thank you. That was from the final movement of the Brazilian Suite by Alberto Nepomuceno, first performed in Brazil in 1897. In that same concert, Nepomuceno's Symphony in G Minor was also premiered. It's one of the earliest really Brazilian symphonies, and certainly the most successful of that period, and it's still performed relatively often, at least by Brazilian orchestras. Here is how that symphony begins. The Minas Gerais Philharmonic Orchestra was created in 2008 in order to promote orchestral music in Brazil and abroad. The orchestra has 90 musicians from all over Brazil, Europe, Asia, and the Americas, and has received numerous awards for its work. In 2009, music director and principal conductor Fabio Michetti was honored with the Carlos Gomes Award for Best Brazilian Conductor. Here they are with the beautiful slow movement from Nepomuceno's Symphony in G Minor.
Thank you.
That was from the slow movement of Alberto Nepomuceno's Symphony in G Minor with the Minas Gerais Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Fabio Michetti. It's from a complete album of Nepomuceno's music that includes this symphony, the Brazilian Suite, and the Prelude to O Garatuja, Naxos catalog number 8.574067. It's the first album of a projected 30-album project to record Brazilian orchestral music from the 19th and 20th centuries. If the rest of the series is as good as this first album, this project is going to be a treat. That's all for this podcast. If you have questions about anything on this podcast, please write me at podcasts@naxosusa.com. Otherwise, I hope you can join me next time. Until then, I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.